The trappings of an artist's studio caught my attention. Paints, palettes, and coffee cans filled with brushes were arranged on work tables that stood next to a drafting table splattered with paint. Half-finished sketches and drawings were tacked haphazardly on the walls. A pair of French doors that opened onto a balcony served as a source of light. Across the room, an entire wall was taken up by a magnificently carved antique break front that housed a sound system. Another wall was covered with built-in bookshelves filled with volumes. I was enthralled with my surroundings, but wondered what anyone could want with so many books. My host disappeared into the kitchen and returned with two glasses of soda. Don Rubo was 42, a soft-spoken beatnik, artist, philosopher who lived in Greenwich Village. He explained that the house was inhabited by people from the city who had come here to establish a design studio. He mentioned that they were in the city on business, and he rambled on about art and the equipment used in their work, but I wasn't paying much attention. Instead, I was looking around and thinking how cool it must be to live in this place. When it came time to leave, I thanked Don, and he invited me to drop by again. I didn't need any coaxing. A week later, I approached the castle through a path in the woods, intending to visit. But just then, a car pulled up and parked near the house. I was stunned when the car door opened and a well-tanned, exceptionally handsome man got out, stark naked. He proceeded to pull a large towel from the car, drape it around his body, and stride toward the house like Caesar. I remained unobserved and thought it best to come by another time. I was very bored with my life. The school I went to, Bergen Tech, aka Bourbon Tech, turned out to be nothing more than a repository for every flunky and JD in the county. The place was a madhouse with kids straight out of reformatories and was the perfect incubator for the criminal mind. The standard curriculum for incoming students was A, gambling, B, smoking, C, drinking. The good part about the school was that hardly anyone failed, and those who did were held in the highest esteem.